Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Chaf. And we are on Kuf Yud Tes Mabez. We are in the sugyas of Benos Slavchad. Benos Slavchad, we learned, were Chachmanios, Darshanios, and Tzidkanios. They were all three. They were wise, they were learned, and they were righteous. So far, we did two out of three. They were wise. How wise were they? Because they knew exactly when to ask the right question. That's exactly the Gemara's definition here of what wisdom is. They waited till Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a shiur regarding Inyana Yibum, and right when he said Yibum, boys, girls, children, you know, they have the same halacha for Yibum, so we are going to ask the halacha. So again, a student, a child, always knows exactly when to ask the right question to get the answer that they're looking for, but again, that's a siman of wisdom. As we know, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos talks about the Shiva Midos B'chacham, V'chilufein B'golam, so you have to know exactly when to answer and how to answer and when to ask the question and not to interrupt all the simanim that we have of a golem. So that was in terms of number one, the Chachmanios. Then we have Darshanios saying they darshan the psukim. It wasn't just that they learned the what was explicit in the text, but they learned the mashmos. Ilu hayaloben, right? They said if there was a son, if there was a daughter of a son, you know, that would all they would be ahead of us. But there is none, so therefore they were able to darshan that and say their claim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, that was bina according to Chazal. It's not just what is in front of them, but that's learning davar mitoch davar, right? And that is also an obligation that all of us have, right? We know that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos discusses the six questions that we're going to be asked that we all often mention, and the first few are more famous, right? Nasada v'natata b'emuna, asakta b'pir yivirivya, tzipisa liyeshua, and kavati itim l'torah. But the fifth one, hevanta davar mitoch davar. Right, that one is not as well known. But again, we have to try to learn and delve in, even if it's not explicit in front of us. That's what they did here. They were Darshani Yosein. And then we have Tzidkani Yosein. What does that mean? Fifth to last line. Shelo nisu ela lahagin lahem. They only married to who was appropriate for them. What does that mean? We'll see the Gemara is going to say, even though they had the ability to marry out of their shevet, they married, they waited, and to find someone who was within their shevet to keep the nachla, there. Elo nisu elo hagen lohen. Tani Rabbi Eliezer, ben Yaakov, afilu ktana shebohen. Even the youngest one, lo niseis p'chusam yerbaim shana. Even the youngest one did not marry less than 40 years old. They waited to find the right one. Not that this is a lachachila, the best thing, but it's just what happened. It's what happened, and therefore they had to wait. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue for a moment. 80, is this really true? The Ha Amar of Chizda, Niseis Pchusmi Bas Esrim, Yola, that's Achishim. If somebody gets married before the age of 20, then they'll be able to have kids till the age of 40. And I'm sorry, I lost place. 80. V'hamar of chizda. Nisis p'chusim bas esrim. Yoledet at shishim. Right? If get married less than 20, they'll have kids all the way till 60. Bas esrim. Yoledet at arboim. 20, at least till 40. Because your body won't be as, you know, started at a young age. Bas arboim. Shuvin. Yoledet. So how is it possible? Right? It said the Chazal say, Rav Chizda says that they wouldn't have children afterwards. Why? Why wouldn't they have children afterwards? Says the Rashbam. Number one, 2 points, says the Rashbam. Third to last line. Vimnis akvu adar ba'im shana, lohaya adam no seosan. Number one, it's going to be much harder for them to find a husband. Right? If they wait till they're older. Vehein nami lohaya lenlis akev adar ba'im shana, me'achash lo yodu od. Maybe it'll be harder for them to become pregnant if they start at an older age. So what do you mean they waited here and then they had children? So the Gemara says, Ella mitoch shetzit kaniyosein nasa lehem neis kiyocheved. Because they were tzidkanios, they were so righteous, they had an ace, they became pregnant and had children, even at an older age, like Yocheved. Not as extreme as Yocheved. Yocheved was a huge, tremendous ace, as we'll see, but this was a little beyond natural law, according to Rav Chizda, and that is why it is okay, that's why it works. Stop there for a moment. We're in the middle of a sentence, but we have what to talk about. Tosis. Tosis says that, interesting, so they didn't get married till they were 40, but Slavchad left Mitzrayim. Right, we learned in the Mishnah before. One of the Chalakim, they got three Chalakim, or maybe four Chalakim, one of their father, Yotze Mitzrayim, right, according to that Shita. But he was Yotze Mitzrayim, so when did he have these kids? It must be that he had these kids very, very early. It was only 40 years in the desert, and they got married at the age of 40. Says Tosfos, Lo Nira L'Rashba, Desavar Lakim Anta Amar, Slavchad Hayinu Mekoshesh. This must be like the Manda Amar, Masechta Shabbos, that the Mekoshesh, even though unnamed in the Torah, that makoshesh was slavchad. And that's what some say, slavchad is a type of bush, a tslaf with chad, with sharp branches. Umaisa makoshesh ayibit chilas arbaim. Miyaracha maisa maraglim. And we know that the whole story of the makoshesh happened right away at the beginning of the 40th year. And therefore, if he had his daughters right away, they got married at the end. So therefore, that's how they could be 40. That's how they could be 40 years old. Da Amar b'Medrash, and this context to what the Medrash says. Again, one might say that the Medrash is partially bothered by, if the Torah did not say who the Mekoshesh was, is it Chazal's job to tell us? Is that kind of like Lashon Hara? Is it kind of like, the Torah doesn't say, you have to, oh, it was Slavchan. Thank you very much. So the Medrash says he was L'Shem Shemayim. L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven. He the Mekoshesh, the one who did a certain malacha on Shabbos, what exactly was that malacha? The Gemara in Shabbos discusses it, and the Rishonim there. What did he harvest? Did he gather? Was it kotzer? Was it ma'amer? The different mechas chinuch on ma'amer in the Mosach Shabbos on Parshas Yisro discusses this. So he says, "Damer b'medrash to l'shem shemayim eskaven." What do you mean? Shahi Omer Yisrael after Bnei Yisrael had the gzeira against them of the meraglim. They said, "We're not going to dare to Yisrael. Forget it. Forget it. We're going to throw it all away. We're going to give it all up." It must be Hashem has rejected us. It must be we don't have a chiyuv in mitzvos anymore. After all, we know, maybe they were thinking about the Ramban al Torah also, that every mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael is the real mitzvah, the unique mitzvah. And if you do it outside, it's practice. But if we're not going in, we don't need any practice. We don't have to get ready for it. Right? If somebody knows that they're not going to be get to the ultimate, you don't have to practice. There's a whole shayla by the mitzvah of chinuch, right? If a person is never going, if a child is never going to get to the state of that mitzvah, is there a mitzvah of chinuch for that, whatever the situation might be? So here, Bnei Yisrael maybe thought they were never going to get to the ultimate service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore maybe we'll just forget it. So what happened? The Mekoshesh, Slavchan, wanted to make sure everybody realized that Torah is Chayav HaKayim. Torah needs to be fulfilled no matter what, no matter in where and when and what situation. So what did he do? Amad v'chil al Shabbos. Unbelievable. He was mechal Shabbos on purpose. Kedei sheyehareg, so that he would be killed. V'yiru acherim. And other people will see and realize that Shmir Shabbos is still strong and incumbent upon each person. V'lo nasuat sofar v'amshanek in the muchachi cry. And then if he was in the first year, then within 40 years later, right, when the 40th year, they were able to get married, and then the Chazal, the Gemara here that says they didn't get married till 40, he had the babies right away, and even though he died at the beginning, he was still able to right. So I'm saying, but beforehand he had the children before, and then he was Chayav Misa afterwards, right? He didn't. It was earlier. But this is the Tosfos. The Shaila is, how did he exactly do this? Was this a good thing to do? Okay, he was L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven. But is this something that is recommended? You know, we know the Gemara in one place talks about, the Gemara in Nazir, on Daf Chaf Gimel, talks about the concept of Aveira L'Shma. Right, one time in Tanakh, right, at least the Gemara emphasizes the concept of Aveira L'Shma, Ya'el, Eishos Chevir Akeni, even though you read the Psukim in Sefer Shoftim, it doesn't sound like Ya'el did any Averos, but if you look in the Shira, the Shira's Dvora, so Psukim from Shira's Dvora, Chazal Darshan, as referring to an Aveira that not only did Yoel kill Sisera, but she was Mazana with him 7 times, based on a couple of Psukim, words in the Pasuk. The Gemara says, Amar Yochanan, Sheva Bi'ilos Balosa Rasha Bosa Shah, Shenemar Beim Raglea Karana Falshachav, V'chulu, and the Gemara there calls Ya'el someone who did an Aveira Lishma. And then even the Pasuk compares it to the Imahos, Tavorach Minashim, Ya'el Eishas Chever Akeni, Nashim Ba'ohel, right, Tesara Rivka Rachav Aleia. She says she's in great company. So it's an Aveira Lishma. She did an Aveira to save Klal Yisrael, right? And that's what the Gemara discusses here. And the Shailiz, so did Slavcha do an Aveira Lishma? Right, he was Machal Shabbos, and he got killed for it. Right, there's a little difference there, that Ya'el, you know, was L'Shem Shemayim. So, two discussions. Number one is the topic here. So says the Maharsha, right here. Says the Maharsha, Kuf Yotas Mabez, right here. V'yesh Lomar, Kivan, an unbelievable Chiddush. But this is used by the later Achronim. Well, it wasn't really a Nisa Daraisa. What do you mean it wasn't a Nisa Daraisa? He was either Ma'amer, or he was Kotzer. No, no, no. It was a Malacha Shein and Tzricha Lagufa. Right? It wasn't done for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Right? In the Mishkan, they did the malacha to do the malacha. Here, he was doing the malacha in order to show Klal Yisrael that it was still aser. So at most, it was a chamor iser derabanan. A chamor iser derabanan. In order to prove to Klal Yisrael that Shabbos is chai v'kayim, so, says the Marsha, that makes it a little better. Kivan shalo yitzarach l'malacha zu ela leida be'eza misa havilei malacha shenetzricha l'gufa kimo chofer guma v'enotzarach ela afra shupater Rabbi Shimon miyu havadid achayev mit, right, they still had to put him to death because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the kavanas. Right, he said he got Edim and Asra, and there was a Chayim Misa, but the Edim didn't know. Shelo yadu Edim shehistru bo shu as al dazu veinel advarim shebaleiv v'donin hayu oso lemisa al pi edus. And therefore says the Marsha right here. So it was a little better. It was a malacha shenetzricha l'gufa, which this idea is discussed by the Maharik in a tshuva, and this is discussed by Rav Moshe Feinstein and others. Well, shouldn't every case then of Chilul Shabbos under duress be an Isser Durabanan? For example, if a goy says to a Jew, be Mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you. So why is he being Mechal Shabbos? Because he doesn't want to die. So that should be at most. There should never be a case of Chilul Shabbos Daraisa that is under duress. Because it's always for a different reason. Right? It's a Malach HaShem Yisrich HaLagufa. I'm doing it to save my life. I'm not doing it to cook. Or somebody's sick. So I'm Chal Shabbos for Biguach Nefesh. That's not an Issur D'Oraisa. That's not Dechuya Eitzel Biguach Nefesh. I'm only doing this to save the person's life. I'm not doing this to cook the food. So the question is, how much do you look at the act itself? If the act itself is a big chiddush to say that this is a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, according to the Marsha, right? You can be Mechalik between the cases also of a person being sick and a person and a goy, but this is a fascinating topic that is discussed by the Achronim, this Maharsha and this Tosfos. Again, the Tosfos is also discussed by the Bali Musar in terms of sacrificing oneself for the good of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did it, not in terms of an Aveira, but he gave his life. Right? He was ready to give his life for this, to save Klal Yisrael. But this is one discussion. The other discussion about Aveira Lashma, we've noted often, and that is when you have an act that's an Aveira in a situation that is Ones, is that called Ratzon or is that called Ones? This case, Bezin put him to death. Even though in general you might say the situation, Bezin didn't know, but it was the situation of Ones. He wanted to show everyone that Shabbos was still Chal. But that example by Yael, we've discussed, is an example. It was a Maisa Znus. Was she a Surah Labaila? That's the Shaila. Esther Hamalka, those are the two that are compared. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that she became Asur Labaila. Right? Kasher Avadasi Avadati. She became Asur Labaila when she went to Achashverosh. By Yael, the Gemara doesn't say anything about it. So Pashas, we would have said, it's the same thing. Right? Just like Esther was Neser, because we know a woman is only Neser Sabaila if it was considered Ratzon and not Ones, unless it's an Ashes Kohen. But you need to be Ratzon. So was Esther Ratzon? So Gemara says Esther was Ratzon. Esther was Bezit, even though she was doing it to save Klal Yisrael. But she was still Naseres Abayla. Tragic, but she was still Naseres Abayla. Yael, we don't have any evidence. Machlokes Achronim, whether Yael became Naseres Abayla. Because the Gemara calls her, the Rav Shlomo Kluger on Shulchan Aruch brings the Raya, that the Gemara still calls her, the Pasuk still calls her, Eishes Chever Akeni. Still the wife of Chever Akeni. Says the Chach Meshlomo, all the way at the end of Evan Ezer, she wouldn't be called Eishes Chever Akeni if she was Naseras Abayla. Okay, that's not such a raya, but that's one. But on the other hand, other Achronim, the Noda Yehuda writes in a Shuvah, no, she wasn't Naseras Abayla. Of course, she was Naseras Abayla, Esther was Naseras Abayla. And you know what, says the Noda Yehuda, generally, you shouldn't, if somebody's in that situation, it shouldn't be done. Esther and Yael were saving all of Klal Yisrael. But the Noda Yehuda Shaila, the tragic case was 25 Jews were taken captive when they were traveling, and the Agoy was going to kill all of them, the Anas, and one woman went and was Mizana with him and saved all of them. So the question is, did she do the right thing? And number two, was she Naseras Labaila? So according to the Chachma Shlomo, you might say, he's the most Bekel Shita. She did the right thing and she's not Naseras Labaila. According to others, the last Meshach Chachman, B'Shalach, talks about this, because that's the Haftorah. The other Achronim say, no, she did the right thing, but she's still Naseras Labaila. Right? That's like Esther, that's like Yoel. The Noda Behuda says she didn't do the right thing. Why? Because Esther and Yoel were different, because that's to save all of Klal Yisrael. that's different than saving 20 Jews, even though one Jew is ki'ilu hitzel kol ha'Torah kula. But either way, that is another sugya that is connects to our issue, doing an avera biratzon, even though it is a situation of ones. You might say that the Slavchat case was a situation of ones. But either way, this was the story of Slavchat, and he was the Medrash brought in by Tosus. Okay, was Esther preventing? Was it really preventing, or was it just, it was already, the Gezeirah was already given by Haman? It was already like the, but it was preventing. Yeah, they were already in the war, but I think they were, right, it was in the war, but I would say Haman was also in the middle of the war. I mean, it wasn't that with the situation, that the literal war didn't start yet, but the Gezeirah was already given. All the enemy was getting ready to kill all the Jews in a few months from now. So it was preventative, but the letters couldn't come back. The letters were already given out. So I'm not sure if you would, that would be a chilek. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So the last line. So don't worry, even though they were older, they had a nace that took place like Yocheved. Naslam neski Yocheved. Dichziv, v'yelachish mi'beis Levi v'yikachas ba'as Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu's roots. A man from Levi went and took a woman from Levi. Right? It's not, doesn't say explicitly their names right now, right? The various reasons given that we'll talk about in a minute. But first, let's continue. Efshar bas me'evash loshem shana v'kar la'bas. Yocheved was 130 years old, and she was called Bas Levi, a young maiden. D'omar b'chamen bar Chanina. How do you know that she was so old? Zu Yocheved, Shorasa, Vaderech, Venolda Benachomos. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old when they left Mitzrayim, 120 years when he died. So he was 80. So he was born 130 years into their stay in Mitzrayim. And Yocheved was born as they came into Mitzrayim. So 210 minus 80 is 130. So Yocheved was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe. Tichziv asher yolda osa lelevi b'mitzrayim, as she gave, Levi had her in Mitzrayim. Levi had Yocheved. Leidasa b'mitzrayim b'horasa shalo b'mitzrayim. So now we're back to the question. V'yamai karu labas. Right? So if she was 130 years old, that's not a young girl. Right? So why is she called a bas Levi? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zvida melamed shenoldu ba simane na'arus." That she got physical simanim of na'arus back on her body. Nis adena basar, nis pashu hakmatim. The basar became soft again. The wrinkles flattened and went away. V'chazer hayofi lemkomo, and the yofi came back. Interesting. Why couldn't she just stay looking old and have the baby? Why did she need the wrinkles to get worked out? She just had the baby. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was, he wanted to be Mamai Denes. So what was the Mamai Denes? To make her young, that was the Nes. Boom. Once she's young, Mamela, she has a baby. Right? To continue the Nes, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. To make her young, and Mamela, then it was natural. It wasn't that an old woman had the baby, but it was that the old woman became a young woman, and then it was natural to have the child. The Ramban in Bereishis discusses, the end of Bereishis, in Parshas Vayigash, discusses the Torah makes such a big focus on Sarah. She was so old, and Avraham Avinu laughed, and then that the body came. Achari Balosi Asili Ednav Adoniza Kain. Torah doesn't say a word about Yocheved. Torah doesn't make a focus on Yocheved. Yocheved was older, 130. The Torah doesn't say a word. Why doesn't the Torah talk about Yocheved? Says the Ramban in Parshas Vayigash. Of course, the Eben Ezra's question. Right, as the Ramban writes in his Agdama, for the Eben Ezra, I have tochachas megula va'ava mesuteris. Right, everything I say about the Eben Ezra is not going to appear like I like him too much. But ava mesuteris, says the Ramban. Rabbi Avram, hey shiv yamar, kizet tama, imkein lamalo hiskar akasav apela, shenasi ima, shaholida Moshe, v'hi bas meyev shloshim shana, v'lama hiskar dvar sara, shayisa bas tishim. Right, but why not? So various answers are given. One of the answers given by some other mafarshim is that the Torah is not a history book. Torah's not telling you every single miracle that occurred. Torah's not a history book. Some are said, some are not said. You can't ask why the Torah say this and not say that. The Torah tells us about Sarah. She was the mother of our nation. Right? Yocheved was a nace, but the Torah is not interested in writing every single miracle that occurred. That's one answer. The Ramban says, maybe as part of that answer, the Torah records nisim that were forecast by a Navi. Because that's a kiyum of the Dvar Hashem. So there, the malachim came and told Sarah she was going to have a baby. Nobody gave the forecast to Yocheved. V'hine, pin yeh chacham be'ena, b'stiris divar eboseinu, anit zarech la'anos ala, v'omar, k'al kopanim yeh b'davar Yocheved pela godom, and anisim anistarim, shedi sota Torah. Yes, it was an ace. Aval omer l'cha davar shehu emes u'barur b'Torah. Ki anisim anasim aydei navi, sheyisna be'kein mitchila, o malach nigle b'meleches Hashem, yaskir makasif. It was just a miracle that took place, but it wasn't specifically forecast. That one is not going to be mentioned, says the Ramban. Okay, a couple of other points related. First, the question that we alluded to. So this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu's introduction, doesn't say his parents' names. Asked by their achronim, the Rishonim don't really deal with it. Why doesn't it say Amram took Yocheved? It's so anonymous. Right, a couple of different pshatim given. Some suggest that we don't want any other name before Moshe Rabbeinu's name in Sefer Shmos. Paro is mentioned, nobody else. The first person in Sefer Ageula has to be Moshe Rabbeinu. So for that good, it doesn't say Amram Yocheved's names. Others suggest, well, if you we look at the lineage, as we know, the genealogy, this was a relationship that will later become Usser, as Hashem will talk about soon again, right? This was an aunt and a nephew, right? Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, and Amram was the grandson of Levi. So it was a nephew and an aunt, which was later become Usser. So maybe the Torah didn't want to say that explicitly about Moshe Rabbeinu in the text. But a third idea that's mentioned is that we emphasize by saying, there was a human being. There was a person. We don't focus on Amram. There was a man that took a woman and they had a baby. Right? Our Goel, our Redeemer, was born of a father and a mother, emphasizing the humanness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though there are other religions that say that their greatest Redeemer was not born from a man and a woman, but from some other sources, but we emphasize at the beginning of Shmos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes thousands of years where the Torah was written before the world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes that it was a man, it was a woman. Right, we discussed this, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago by Shimshon, right? That Chuvas Haminim, why it says, what is it, Sadi Aleph, Sadi Beis, Sadi Aleph, I think, that the Shimshon's sister, we know her name. What do we have to know her name for? Right, so Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said there to emphasize the humanness of Shimshon, of Moshe. If you remember, Rav Moshe talks about this also in that spooky story that we mentioned in Parsha Shirim a couple of times, that in the Choref of Taf Reish Pei Beis, right, there was someone who was sick. This story Moshe Rabbeinu brought to emphasize how even in this generation, previous generation, people were on such a level. There was somebody that gave a Dvar Torah, Parshas Chayasara, and he spoke negatively about the Benos Los. Negatively about the Benos Lot, of what they did with their father. And that was already the punchline, I gave it away. But either way, someone was very sick, and he had this terrible illness where his tongue came out of his mouth, and it went down to his belly button, and he couldn't close his mouth, and he couldn't breathe, and he was dying. And he called Rav Moshe in, and Rav Moshe, and he said, everybody else go out of the room, and he called Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe, he says, you know what, I know that the reason that I'm dying. Why? Because I gave a Dvar Torah and I wasn't positive about the Benos Lot. And last night, two old women came to me in a dream and they said, we're the Benos Lot, we will shame Shemayim. And, we did it because we thought nobody else was in the world and you shouldn't talk that way about us. And then the line that we don't always focus on, but this has to do with us right now, and they say, we could have made up a story. Right? Nobody else knew. We could have made up a story that, you know, we became pregnant from God. But we didn't. Because we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that our descendants, all the way down to David HaMelech, right, Moav, Rus, right, they came from human sources, and that's why we did it. Says I'll read you the line. Says the V'hayu yicholos liachis atzman kol maisenes kachshay yicholos lomar shenis amru min hashchina kaviyachol uliyase das chadasha kinotrut. Right, they could have made Christianity thousands of years earlier. Vein Karla Bneim Amon Umoav, specifically. Lohodia Shekasher Isha Misaberes Yesh Levad Tamid Av Basar Vadam. Bizchuze Zachu V'yatzam Hen Mashiach Amiti. Wow. Right, and that's Ramosha, that's the story, and then he died that night. But that's the Ramosha in the Hagdama to the Chelaches, the first posthumous volume, also emphasizing, like the Torah emphasizes, V'yatzam Hen Mashiach Amiti. Vayikach es ba'as Levi. So we get to, again, the Yocheved, born Ben Achomos, and she was old when she was able to have the child. Let's continue. There's a lot more. Says the Gemara, first wide line. Vayikach, once these psukim came up, so we darshan them a little more. Vayikach, vayachzer mi boilei. What do you mean vayikach? And he took his wife, vayachzer. We know that Yocheved and Amram had two older children by this time, right? Aaron and Miriam were already born. So here is Moshe. So what does it say? And he took. And he was machzer grushaso, it should have said. Rami boilei. Amar of Yehuda bar Zvi, the malamei, she'asa lamaisa likuchen. It means vayikach, he made like a new wedding. Hoshiva ba'piryon, they put her, the kala, Yocheved, in a special type of chuppah. The Aaron and Miriam, Mishorin lefaneh, and Aaron and Miriam were there singing and dancing in front of her. Pretty amazing. One of them was 6 years old, and one of them was 3 years old. But, you know, they were dancing and singing, you know, Aaron HaKohen at 3 years old, and Miriam was already prophesizing before, right? She prophesied that they were going to have the Goel. U'malachei Asharis Omrim, Eim Habanim Smecha. And the Malachim were also dancing there. Amazing. The Ramban just has one line about this. The Ramban in Shmos, at the end of the first pasuk in Perek Beis, the end of the first part of the Perek Beis, let's read you one line. He quotes this Chazal that they were dancing, and he points out this interesting ha'ara. Ki al yedei zen yigalu Yisrael. V'yafo pisha haya Aaron katan. Nosan Hashem simcha belibo b'inyan hazeh. Oh, Miriam achoso malam daso. Miriam, the six-year-old, taught Aaron how to dance and how to sing. So either it was straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Miriam, the six-year-old, took care and showed them how to dance properly in front of their parents. Anyway, that was the ha'ara of the Ramban. There's an interesting Rambam that the Maritz Chayis picks up on and uses our Gemara to connect to it. The Maritz Chayis, there's no Maritz Chayis on Baba Basra, Maritz Chayis on Sota Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara quotes this Gemara as well, and he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchas Malachim says that, he goes through the history of mitzvos there. History of mitzvos. There were six mitzvos that were given to Adam. There was a seventh mitzvah given to Noach, even though Noach gets all the credit. Sheva mitzvos bnei Noach, but really six were Adam. And then Noach had one. Hosef l'Noach, Abram and Achai. V'chein hoya hadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. Till Avraham. Nitztava yeser elu b'mila. And Avraham had these plus mila. V'hu is palel shachris. Good. V'yitzchak yifrish meiser. V'hosef tfilah acheres l'fnos hayom. And he added on an extra tfilah. The Rambam does not say the word mincha here. Right, the Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim discusses why is Mincha called Mincha. Shachris is called Shachris because of Shachar, the morning. Arvis or Myriv is Erev. Right, why is Mincha called Mincha? What is, it's not called Saharayim. The Rambam does not say the word. That's Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim. The Yaakov Hosef Gid Hanasha, the Hispal Arvis. David Myriv. Ubim Mitzrayim, here's the key line. And that's so far. So what would be our next line? All the way until Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, U Mitzrayim Nitztave Amram v'mitzvos Yiseros. Amram got more mitzvos. Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama HaTorah al yado. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came. Does not say what Amram got. Says the Kesef Mishnah. I have no idea what he's talking about. Tzarech Iyan Hechi Maisila. That's all. The Kesef Mishnah always says the Makor is for the Rambam. Here he says, I don't know. Tzarech Iyan Hechi Maisila. So there are all different suggestions where he got it from. The Meshech Chachma does not say where he got it from, but he just says, doesn't say which mitzvah it is, but he says, I know which pasuk the Rambam got it from, even though I don't know which mitzvah is spoken about. The pasuk at the beginning of Perek Gimel, when Moshe Rabbeinu first meets Hashem at the snare, Hashem introduces himself. Let me introduce myself. I am Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Elokei Avicha? What is Elokei Avicha? I am the God of your father, Amram. And Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. God, our relationship to Hashem is always reflected by mitzvos. Suggest the Meshech Chachma, this is where the Rambam got it from. Elokei Avicha. Lefi ma shekasav HaRambam, she'avos chidshu mitzvos, bi'amram nitzav mitzvah mitzvos yiseros, lakak siv, Elokei Avicha, ze Amram, she'agimol avos, im Amram nitzav b'mitzvos. What are those mitzvos? Doesn't say. Suggest the Maritz Chayis, nisuin. Hoshiva ba'apiryon. Maybe it's nisuin. Maybe that's the mitzvah that Amram got, based on this Gemara, this way maybe the Rambam got it from, he got Nisuin. The Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, right before Maimon Har Sinai, we didn't have Kiddushin. But we had a husband and wife coming together. So maybe that concept of Nisuin was given to Amram, that's his suggestion, to explain the Rambam, so that the Meshech Chachma tells us where it is in Torah Shebichsav, and the Maritz Chayis tells us where it is in Torah Shebalpeh. That's his suggestion. Okay, we continue. Third wide line at the end. Lahalon. So now we're back to Bnos Lofchad. A little time on Moshe and Aaron. Lahalon mana hakasav derech dulasan v'kan derech achmasan. If we look at the psukim of Bnos Lofchad, if you look in Pinchas and if you look in Matos, there's different orders given. So the one in Maaseh is derech dulasan, their age. The one in Pinchas is derech achmasan, based on their wisdom. Messiah Rabbi Yami, derech Rabbi Yami, be yeshiva halach achar chachma. When it comes to yeshiva, when it comes to a meeting having to do with halacha, so then halach achar chachma, then you go after chachma, and we'll see this is even quoted in Yeredeya in Reish Mem Dalet. The number b'mesiba halach achar zikna, but by a party halach achar zikna. Right, you go after age. Right, that is the end. Here it was yeshiva. When it came to Pinchas, where they're discussing Moshe Rabbeinu and a halacha, so then you go goes after chachma. That's why it's the wisdom. They're listed by order of wisdom. But by mesiva, by a party, halach achar zikna, you go after age. We'll get back to that. Amar Ravashi, v'udamafli b'chachma, v'udamafli b'zikna. The only time that it makes a difference, though, if there is a large difference between the wisdom and the age of the parties involved. If you have a younger daughter that's just a little smarter, a little more wise, you're not going to switch the order based on that. The Shach in Yeredeya quotes in Reish Mem Dalet, not going to look it up now, but he quotes, if you have daughters that are getting married, right? Lo yasa kein bim komenu laseisat si'ira lefnei habechira. If there's a choice of having two weddings, you know, parents are blessed. They have two girls that are engaged, and they got engaged at the same time. You know, if you have a choice, who'd have the wedding first? So, what is it? B'misiba ha'achazikna. Go after age. The Shach quotes. Again, if there's other factors involved, all the poskim say that it doesn't apply. If the younger ones get ready to get married and the older ones not, didn't find the right one yet, so the younger ones gets married first. Right? That's 100% fine. But we don't have to do a poskim based on Lavan, right? And before Maimon Har Sinai. But for a number of reasons. But there is an idea of this Gemara says, b'mesiba halach achar zikra. Tanit v'erabi Shmuel, b'nos Slavchad, shkulos ayu. Tanit v'erishol argues. Right, they were shakul. They were equal in all ways. Shenemar v'tihiyena havaya achas l'kulan. Good. Period. Amar v'yud amar Shmuel b'no slavchad chutzru linase l'kol ha-shvatim. B'no slavchad were allowed to marry any of the shvatim, whoever they wanted to. Even though we learned earlier that at least for the first generation there was an isser, right, for the shvatim to marry, to intermarry, because we wanted to make sure the nachla stayed where it was, at least first generation. But the second, the Bnos Lofchad were excluded. Hutchul Nasa the Kol Shvatim Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Latov be'enehem tihyana lanashim. To whoever you want to marry, tihyana lanashim. Elamani Mekayim Achl Mishpachas Mate Avim Tiena Lanashim. Aye, but the pasuk also says about them, they married into their father's mate. Eitz Atova Hisiyan Akasta. The Torah is just giving them advice. Shlo Yinasu Elohagun La. They shouldn't. It'll make sense for them to marry in their shevet, so the Nachla stays in the shevet, but they are not bound by it. Right? That is why the Mefarshim discuss the this Gemara does not assume that this is just limiting. It's a real stira. You could have just interpreted this. They can marry whoever they want, but within their shevet. But the Gemara assumes that there's something more here. Latov b'neim, whoever you want. So therefore, that's the allowance. And lahagin lahem just means they ultimately had that wisdom in order to only marry within their family. Period. Mosiv Rabba asked the following: is it really true that they can marry whoever they want? Omar la lehem la osan ha'omdim al arsinai. Right, Omar lehem, what is this? This is a totally different context. Omar lehem, the Rashbam quotes the rest of the pasuk. This is talking about Omar lehem l'doro sechem kalisha sheyikra because arachem ala kachim asher yakdishu et bnei Yisrael v'tumas olav. Eating kachim betuma. Right, that's the context of this pasuk. Omar lehem la osan ha'omdim al harsinai. Those who, that's the tzivui. L'doro sechem elu doros habayim. The command is for that generation and for all generations. Imn omar almos lomar namar banim, imn omar banim lomar namar avos. What do we need? Both, therefore you have the tzivui for both. So now we're asking, why would you need it for both the banim and the avos? And the Rashbam just says in one line, Umikan tilmod l'shar mitzvos ho'amuras batora stam shenemru, bein lavos bein l'doros habayim. This is by one mitzvah, but we expand this to every mitzvah. every mitzvah applies to that generation and to future generations. So what do you need it by both? What's the difference between the avos and the banim? Why would I have thought that a mitzvah only applies by one and not by the other? Again, im no mer avos lama namer banim, im no mer banim lama namer avos. Mipnei sheyesh ba avos ma she'ein ba banim, v'yesh ba banim ma she'ein ba avos. Because there's something by each one that doesn't apply to the other one. So you might have limited mitzvos to one or the other. That is why the Torah has to say here, at least by achilas kachim bachutz, that applies to both. Batuma. Ba avos uno omer, by avos, by that first generation. It says, the chol bas yereshes nachala, every girl who yarshins dat should only marry within her shevet. Right, that's going to be the kasha. Doesn't sound like there are any exceptions to that rule in the first generation. And that's number one. Vahar be mitzvos nistavu banim shalom nistavu avos. And there are many mitzvahs that the banim were mitzuveh, that the fathers were in mitzuveh. For example, the Rashbam says, all the mitzvos hatlios baretz did not apply to the generation in the midbar because it just wasn't applicable to them. So what do you see from there? And because there are some halachas that exist by one and not by the other, end of brisa. So now we darshan. Question mark. So you see from there that in the first generation, nobody was allowed to marry out of their shevet. I know exceptions given. Answer. They were an exception. There's a separate pasuk. Separate pasuk by the Bnos Slavchad. So therefore, there's no kasha. Period. As we learned, right? The first generation, they weren't allowed to marry out. Ba'avos ein in b'banim lo, my mashma. How do you know that pasuk only applies in the first generation? As we mentioned earlier, a few days ago, a week ago, the Rambam does not count this as a mitzvah of the 613. It only applies in one generation, like all the other temporary tzivuyim that were given in the midbar, right? Don't leave over the mun. That's not a mitzvah that lasts forever, right? Don't go out and collect it. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, ze hadavar, davar ze lo yehe noeg ela b'dor ze. This only applies in this generation. That's ze hadavar. Ze hadavar means this, right? It's a limiting phrase. It only applies in the first generation. Good. The Malbim, others also, the Malbim writes, to give a svara, why dafka the first generation? So we formulated as, you want to give it time for the land to be muhsak, for everybody to know. The Malbim goes one step further. The Malbim, the last page in Bamidbar, the last page of the Malbim on Bamidbar, he says that, let's imagine, in the first generation, part of the Yerusha was also, Yehoshua ben Nun wanted everybody to conquer their lands and to drive out the nations, right? We didn't do all of that. We left a couple of nations and they were always a thorn in our side, as is described in Sefer Yehoshua and Shoftim. But the Malbim says, imagine if you have a whole Shevet and there's one area that is owned by someone else in another Shevet. So the people who live here aren't going to go conquer that because it's not my land. And the person from Usher is not going to come all the way to Dun to conquer. Goes, okay, a little bit of sliver over there. So it's going to end up leaving little pieces of land not conquered. That's another reason why Dafka, the first generation, everybody's got to be together, the whole Shevet, that will help in the strategy of being Morish the land. So this would help with the Horasha. The Meshech Chachma also, on the last page of Bamidbar, doesn't discuss this, but he adds on. He suggests also, based on a svar, which we're not going to get fully into now, that the Benos Levi also were allowed to marry out. Because the whole svara of the Nachla switching, they don't have Nachla. They only have the 48 Ari Levium. So the Mesha, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, the Mesha Chachma, and he's bedaik this in Psukim, as he always does, the Mesha Chachma says that maybe the Benos Levi were also not subject to this law, and he's bedaik it. One place says Benos Yisrael, one says Bnei Yisrael, he's bedaik it in the Lashon. You can look there, second to last Mesha Chachma in Sefer Bamidbar, he adds on that the Bas Levi, also there was no Kepeda. Period. Amalei Rabba Zute L'Ravashi. Rav Zute Yes Ravashi, you're telling me that every time it says Zehadavar, it's limited to that generation? Elamayata. Zehadavar de Shchut Echutz, Achanami de Lo Yeinu Agel Abadar Zeh. It says Zehadavar by Shchut Echutz, the Isser of Shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that only applies in one generation? No. Shiny Hasam Dechsiv L'Darosam. No, there it also says, by Shchut Echutz, it says L'Darosam. So that's why it must apply to all generations. There's a third one, not only by Bnos Lavchad and by Shchut Echutz, Rashi Amatos, the Parsha of Nedarim, beginning Parsha Matos, it says Zehadavar. So you want to say all of those halachas only apply to that generation? So no, Amar Le. So he answers, no, that Zehadavar is to teach me something. Amar Le, Ahu Yalev Zezeh Mehasam. That Zehadavar is to have a Gzeirah Shava with Shrutei Chutz. We want a Shrutei Chutz, Hafar Sadarim Gzeirah Shava. That's why those Zehadavars are there. So Hainami Lelev Zezeh Mehasam. So there too. Why don't you learn this also? Why don't you learn, by Hasavas Nachla, learn from there that it applies Lidoros, right? If you're already comparing it. So hi, my, wait a minute. Bishlama Hasam Isrok L'Gzeirah Shava. Fine, when it comes to Shrutei Chutz and Nedarim, you want it for the Gzeirah Shava, and as we're going to see, it's going to go in both directions. Hacha Lama Yitzrich. But by Nachla, but by the Menos Lafchad, what do you need it for? Lishto Krumine, just don't write anything. Vadon Yadana Dildorosu. I would have known it's Lidoros. It specifically says this phrase, it must be too limited. Period. So, Hasavas Nach, we know, does not apply to all generations, but now we have to get back to the Shchutei Chutz and Hafaras Adarim. Those Zehadavars are used for Gzeirah Shava between the two, so which halacha is learned from one to the other? As we had a couple of days ago, Ein Hekesh Lemechsa, so this is Ein Gzeirah Shava Lemechsa. The Rashbam quotes here on the seventh skinny line. Kaimalan Ein Gzeirah Shava Lemechsa. So you gotta go across. So here we go. My Gzeirah Shava. Titanya, Nemerkan, Zehadavar, Venemer Lahalan, Zehadavar. It says here by Nedarim, Zehadavar, and it's by Shchutei Chutz. Malahalan, just like over there by Shchutei Chutz. Aaron, Ubanav v'chol Yisrael, it applies to everyone. Afkan Aaron Ubanav v'chol Yisrael. So too, Shrutei Chutz, the Isser is to for everyone. Applies Aaron Ubanav v'chol Yisrael. Umakan Rashi Hamatos, and just by and so and just like here, Rashi Hamatos by Nedarim Aflahalan Rashi Hamatos. So too over there, Rashi Hamatos. Okay, regarding what halachas are these said? So now we're going to explain. Amar Mar. I think I said it in the wrong way. Just like over there, by Shchutei Chutz, it applies to all, so to Hafaras Nedarim. So, Lomai Nafkamina, what do I have to know? What's the Chiddush? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Lomar, Shafaras Nedarim, Bishlosha Hedyotos. To teach me that Hafaras Nedarim could even be by three Hedyotos. Right, we don't, doesn't have to be a mumche, right, expert smuchim. Even shlosha yotos could be mefer the neder. The Ron in the Darim says they can't be total amaratzim that don't know anything. The Ron in the Darim on daf ayin ches, they have to know basic that if you explain to them the halachas, they'll be able to paskin. Right, if you don't say that, then what, any one of the Yoshvei Kronos could be a dayan? No. Hay adyoto, says the Ran in Nedarim Ayin Ches, the Amrinan, lo kulu adyotos ksherin, elahanu dechi mazbri luhu miyasavri. If you explain things to them, they could get it. The Hadyotos degree kule high da filuki misri lo savri savi de bahasa ninu upshita de lochazul hatin adarim kimin lo savri klal. They can't understand anything. So Hadyotos here does not mean an am haaretz that doesn't know anything. It means someone who does not as well versed as others. But once you explain it to them, then they would be able to paskin. Why three? Why three Hadyotos? You're saying okay, one Hadyot you can't. You need more. Why not two? Why do you need three adyotos? So Tosa says on top. No, that's always the rule. You have to, ain't bezdin shakol. You can't have an even number bezdin, as we'll get to at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Be'ezus Hashem, so you add on a one. So we're going to have to talk about that. Bezdin shakol, right? Is bezdin shakol, the fact that you can't have an even number bezdin, when you go from two to three, we find, obviously, when there's a decision that has to be made, like there's going to be, I've got to figure out if somebody's a chayv or putter, you need an on number, you don't want to have a stalemate. But sometimes the Gemara has bezdin shakels, non-bezdin shakels, bezdin notes, even in a case which something bezdin is just witnessing something. It's not like they're even deciding something. And still you need a bezdin note. So we're going to have to talk about whether bezdin note is just about not having a stalemate, or there's something about the definition of a bezdin being an odd number, because sometimes you have that even where no decision is being made. But either way here, Hafaras Nedarim is with Shlosha Hedyotos. Says the Gemara of Harashi Amatos Ksibuhi, but it says Rashi Amatos. That's not Hedyotos. Kedamar Amar of Chizda, Amar of Yochanan, Biyachin Mumche, Hachanami, Biyachid Mumche. It means that the Rashi Amatos can even do it with one Mumche. Right? What does a Mumche mean? Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says that it means it just means a Chacham, and the Ramban, the Rashba say it means a Samuch. A samach, somebody who had smicha. Either way, that's by Hafaras Nedarim. Uma kan, now the other way. Uma kan Rashi Hamatos, Aflalan Rashi Hamatos, Lamai Hilchasa. What's the chiddush of bringing Rashi Hamatos by Shchutei Chutz? Amar Efsheshes, Lamar, Sheyesh, Sheela, Behektish. I could be shoel on hekdesh. I'm makdish something, I could go. Just like by a neder, I could be matir neder. By a hakdasha, I could be shoel on a hekdesh. A yochin mumcha could say, oh, the hekdesh isn't hekdesh, right? If somebody was shochet a carbon bachutz, and then they go to a chacham, and then the shoel on the hekdesh, but melech on hekdesh, then he wasn't chayev in a sakaris. Pretty amazing. Yesheela behektish, says the Rashbam, just like the Sheela Nadarim, there's a Sheela behektish, and he quotes what I just said on the fifth wide line, Im Shachar Kachem Bachutz Ben Ischayev Kares, Viacharka Halach Ezel Chacham Latir Lo Hekdesho, Umatz Lo Pesach Shacharata, so that could get rid of it. And then he adds, V'hu Adin L'chol Davar HaKadosh, B'motzei Svasav, could go in Trumos, Umaisros. So to Truma and Meiser. Let's say you have Yisrael who ate Truma by accident or by bemezid, that could always be shoel. It's a big shaila. You have to have a Pesach, right? Every time there's no, the shrutichus never applies. It can't just be, well, I don't want to be chayiv karis. You have to have some type of Pesach to the sheela, right? Or else every time somebody does an aveira, they could just get out of the aveira. But, that is a discussion though here in the Rashbam and the Gemara. Right, there's a big discussion in terms of Tosefa Shabbos. What about Tosefa Shabbos? The Gilyone Hashas, the Rebbe of Engel here discusses. Could you be Shoel on Tosefa Shabbos? I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, before Shkia, and then I really want to do something, and I forgot to do it. Could I go to a Chacham if there's a Chacham around and be Shoel? There's a big Shaila whether Tosefa Shabbos is Midin Neder, or Midin, I'm accepting Shabbos early, calendaric day, and therefore you can't get out of it. But either way, that's a big discussion, but that's related to the She'ela by Hekdesh, by Nedarim, and by Shabbos. Let's just finish up this section. Says the Gemara, Ula Beishamai, Damrinan Ein She'ela Behekdesh, but according to Beishamai, he doesn't hold like that. He holds Ein She'ela Behekdesh, Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Peah, says in Nazir, we have a similar Mishnah in Peah, says the Mishnah in Nazir, Beishamai Omer Hektish Matos Hektish, we still Omer Eino Hektish, right? Beishamai says, even by mistake, it's Hektish, tough, you can't get out of it. And Beishamai says, no, you can't. So, Hai Zevazem Ayav Delay, so going to Beishamai, what did he do with this Gzera Shava? And we assume he does something with the Gzera Shava. Answer, Zeadav the Shkut Echutz. So he uses the following, the Zeadav the Shkut Echutz mi Boilei, ala Shochet hu Chayve no Chayve ala Molek. Zeadavar, this is chayev for shchita bachutz, but not for melika bachutz. Right? If I'm molek a carbon oaf bachutz, I'm not going to be chayev in the full sense. Zeadavar, the Rashi Amatos mi ba'ale, and how about the other side? What do you use zeadavar by Rashi Amatos? Lachacham matir ve'ein baal matir, baal mefer ve'ein chacham mefer. We know there are different halachas of hafaras nadarim of a husband and hataras nadarim of a baal, of a rav. A chacham is oker. Meikara, that's Hatara, Amatirit, while a Baal is Megiz Gaiz, as it's called, he's Mefer, he cuts it from where it is, so that's Zeadavar. This works, and other things don't work. Right? That's what he uses these psukim for, to teach us these halachas specifically by Shkut Echutz, and not by Afara and Hatara, and not, he does not use it for the Gzeira Shava that we had earlier, because he does not say that the halacha would be true, that there is no she'ela behektish, which is what the Beis Hillel used it for. Again, there's a lot more to discuss here regarding the issue of being matir neder or shoel on hektish. If somebody violates, do they have a chiyuv? They have a chiyuv to go and somebody ate truma b'mezid. They want to. Could that be part of their tshuva to get out of it? Truma, and the Rashbam here says by Truma. Some Achronim say that it could be that there could be Shoel on the Afrasha up until it gets to the hands of the Kohen. Once it gets to the Kohen, it's too late. If you're Mafreshit, fine. And if you ate it by mistake. But after it gets to the Kohen, it's too late. By Hektish, what about by Hektish? Can I be Shoel on a Karban after I gave it to the Kohen? What if I want to mess up the Kohen? I'll give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen will be Makrevet on Mizbeach, and then I'll be Shoel on the Hektish, and then the Mela will bring, it'll be Shechitas Chulin Bazara. So it could be that there's a time that it's too late if you give it to the Kohen v'chulu. But at least in theory, before that time, right, when it happens, it could be that it's going to happen, even though, lamaisa, it's going to cause brachas levatala, right, the bracha on the hafrasha, and the bracha that other brachas that might have been related. But either way, this is an interesting topic that, there. Again, the Gemara talks about hektish, the Rashbam relates it to all dvarim kedoshim. There's a Meiri in Shabbos that says maybe there's even a chilek between shruma and meiser. Talks about there why. in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin, he has a chilek between Afarshas Truma and Afarshas Meiser, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, we'll have to stop by Ulu Beis Shammai, but Hashem, we will continue with Kuf Chav Aleph as we continue getting into some of these. Tomorrow is the Tu B'Av Gemara, two places in Shas where Tu B'Av comes up, the sixth reason why we celebrate on Tu B'Av. That'll be tomorrow's daf as we continue here in Parak Yesh Nochlin.